And look, we're talking mental health now because with lockdown extended and no clear end really in sight, there's a lot of uncertainty still going around. COVID-19, it's having a significant effect on mental health, with many of Sydneysiders experiencing stress and anxiety. Jobs are uncertain. Family members, you haven't been able to catch up with them. There's a lot to worry about out there, right? And wanting to make sure you're looking after your family, your friends, I mean, your colleagues, it can be a big task, right? Well, this morning we're joined by Glenn Baird. Now, Glenn Baird is the head of mental health at TAL, and he's a qualified psychotherapist, facilitator, and trainer with over 14 years' experience. And he's worked with a range of diverse clients, including professional athletes, corporate lawyers, and tradespeople. And as head of mental health, Glenn looks after 2,500 employees in TAL in that sector. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. Now, you're also working from home and you have two littlies doing home-based learning. How are you going?
Yeah, look, we're doing what we can, like many others out there. You know, it doesn't go as planned every day with the little ones. They do it well some days and not so well the next, but that's part of the journey. But, you know, we're trying to make the most of it and, you know, embrace the opportunity, which, you know, can be hard at times. But certainly when I say that we're doing okay, I certainly think about many others that are out there living by themselves and don't have that company day to day to keep them in that better frame of mind.
In that support. Yeah, I mean, it's a great point you make, because when you're interacting with people on a face-to-face basis all the time, it's easy to notice the subtle changes when maybe their mental health is starting to lag a little. What's your advice in the current times where it's Zoom and phone calls for staying across how people are going with their mental health, be it a colleague or a friend?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question, especially in these times, because, you know, those face-to-face connections, you just can't replicate those, that human-to-human moment. But with the virtual connections, you know, it's what we're trying to do at TAL is trying to encourage as much of that as possible, to try and replicate as much as what we had in the office. So we are doing many team catch-ups and trying to think outside the box of how we do that and how we get people engaged. But I think that probably the key takeaway for me at this point in time is the regular check-ins and just making sure that we're okay to ask one another if we're okay. And on the flip side, trying to extend ourselves a little bit and step into that, lean into that uncomfortable where we might want to share that we might be struggling a bit harder than normal. So I think it goes both ways of individuals that are struggling, talk a little bit more where possible, and certainly us reaching out and asking others if they're doing okay. And I think probably one of the best ways to do that is if we are seeing something out of the ordinary for one of our friends or family, is to simply state, you know, hey, I've noticed XYZ, that's not quite the same or normal for you. Are you okay? So you're kind of creating a context as to why you're asking.
Yeah. And okay, so then if someone says, you know what, Glenn, I'm actually not okay. What should people do from there?
I'd say hit the pause button first, because generally what we do, we try to jump into solution mode too quickly. Think, oh, okay, we need to get you here, we need to get you there. And often when people do say that, they just want to be understood. They just want to be heard. So I think that the first thing we can do and the best thing is just to listen. And it's listen to understand. It's not listening to respond, which many of us do. If we can just listen to try and really understand what's going on for the person, and then, you know, worrying about what the solution mode might be a bit later on, but really focusing on listening and trying to understand what's actually happening for the person, how they're feeling, what things you might be picking up that they're not saying. So I think that's the first point. This is to really try and understand.
Oh my God, you make such a good point. Don't we all just launch into fix straight away?
Yeah, absolutely.
We launch into fix mode. Yeah. And it's almost just that, like you say, the being heard is half of the battle itself. One last question before I let you go. What would be your tip, or, you know, if you've got one or two tips that you've kind of seen that are really, really positive when trying to manage your own mental health, what are those one or two tips you could give us?
look, I'm a big believer in the simple things of, you know, exercise, diet, good sleep, mindfulness. I'm a big believer in those. I do think they can make a really positive difference to someone. But I think at a time like this, I think really stepping outside the box and trying to do something different virtually, like if you're, you know, trying to set up the Cards Against Humanity game with your colleagues, doing that virtually or something, you know, just doing something totally different, trying to bring those social connections in. They play such an important role for us. Or, you know, again, stepping outside the box and just trying to reach out. If you are struggling, just reaching out and talking to someone that you trust. I think if we can do those things, then, you know, we hopefully will start to, you know, get on the improvement side.
Oh, Glenn Baird, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate all your insights.
No problem at all.